KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Public Works Minister Dean McPherson will address bribery claims against suspended Independent Development Trust CEO tomorrow. Tebogo Malaka was shown in a recording allegedly trying to bribe journalist Peter Louis Myburg. It was apparently an attempt to kill his investigation into her alleged dodgy dealings. Malaka has already been suspended over her alleged involvement in an irregular oxygen plant contract worth more than 800 million rand. Masichaba Sifularo reports.
In the video that's now been widely shared across platforms, Tebogo Malaka and her spokesperson, Pasha Makholane, are seen offering Daily Maverick investigative reporter, Peter Louis Myburg, a wad of tightly stacked 200 rand notes. It's alleged Makholane offered Myburg a total of 60,000 rand to stop him from exposing more of Malaka's alleged shady dealings. Following the reports, Public Works Minister Dean McPherson announced he would address the issue at the Cape Town Police Station tomorrow morning. Masichaba Sifularo, Johannesburg.
International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola has spoken on the phone with U.S. senior advisor Massad Boulos. The department says they discussed issues of mutual interest. The conversation comes amid U.S. plans to impose 30% tariffs on South African exports. Lamola says the U.S. remains an important partner. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has ordered an additional 25% tariff on Indian goods over New Delhi's continued purchase of Russian oil. It's on top of a separate 25% duty coming into force tomorrow. Well, South Africa would benefit from developing its own shipping lines, but it won't be easy to get one up and running. That's the view of economist Bronwyn Williams. She's been commenting after shipping company Maersk said it would halt direct shipments between South Africa and the US from October.
Not only are our goods going to be more expensive because of the tariffs, they're going to be even more expensive because they're going to have a higher logistical footprint. Price of your goods to Americans in particular are going to go up dramatically. But it's not just that, it's also the time. So our goods won't be able to get to those destinations as quickly because they're going on a very big detour across really half the world and then back again, which means that it's competitive to goods that are going directly or that could get there quicker. So it makes us less competitive.
Williams, who is with Flux Trend, says South Africa could develop a shipping line with its own money or with foreign funds.
To develop our own is costly, so that comes out of physical budgets. It means not spending, because we have a limited amount of tax revenue, we've got a limited amount of physical space. Unlike America, we can't just print money. Whatever the modern monetary theorists say, if we try to do that, the rest of the world won't accept our rand, and we'll end up with hyperinflation like Zimbabwe has tried to do that. But the question is, who would actually end up owning that infrastructure and the income that comes from it in the future?
And two Ghanaian cabinet ministers have been killed in a helicopter crash. Defence Minister Edward Omane Boma and Environment Minister Ibrahim Murtala Mohammed were in the chopper carrying three crew and five passengers when it disappeared from the radar. Authorities say everyone on board has been killed. Durban 19 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 16, Richards Bay 20. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.